I'm standing here right on Mesquimicut Beach, where merchantman Minerva wrecked in 1779, and it is still unsalvaged. The artifacts, all sorts of valuable things, including gold coins, silver coins, and of course, all kinds of things were found and still being found on a state Mesquimicut Beach, which is a little bit further behind me. The reason why I'm standing here is to give you an idea what Mesquimicut Beach, State Beach, probably looked like before it was cleaned up to be usable as a state beach nowadays. It was most likely very rocky. And as you can see on this beautiful day, right here we have complete fog, which in those days, about what, 240 years ago, without navigational systems, it was a nightmare to navigate. And if that fog engulfed your ship, engulfed your schooner, you were out of luck. You could be pushed on the rocks and had very high chances of being wrecked. So right here on Mesquimicut Beach, so much stuff still can be found from that shipwreck Minerva. Now, there were other shipwrecks here that were documented, and many more, I'm sure, they were not documented. Also in this area, in the Watch Hill area, there is a story about Captain Kidd buried the large chest of coins. And of course, it could be whether this is Captain Kidd or other pirate. It's not really that important because there's many treasures buried attributed to Captain Kidd, which is impossible that he buried all of them. But whether this is him or Bradish or other pirates that operated or stopped by this area, it's really not that significant. The significant is the clues that we have that the treasure chest was buried right in this area in Watch Hill. So come check it out. It is tremendously interesting and high probability of finding something very remarkable. I'm gonna go a little bit further to show you what it most likely used to look like, that Mesquimicut Beach, and the danger of the rocks and underwater rocks that each schooner sailing this way was facing. And if you were caught up in a storm, well, good luck. That's most likely what happened to the merchant ship Minerva. What a prime area to start exploring.
Now, across from Mesquimicut Beach, there is Quonochantuck Pond right across the road. And so here we are.
I'm standing in front of Quonochantuck Pond in Westerly, which actually contains something very special. In 1957, during a tremendous hurricane, 10 houses were lost and they were taken basically by the pond, and they were under the water. In one of those houses, there was a steel chest full of very valuable collection of coins, and those coins were never recovered. They are still in that pond. They would be worth a fortune right now. So for any out there of you who is willing to explore this area and perhaps get the right permissions, you can still have a go at it if you will obviously get the right permissions. But right behind me, it is very incredible that this steel chest full of in those very rare coins worth a fortune right now. It's still there. My camera's possibly covering it right now.
So please don't forget to click subscribe. And if you like it, please click the like button. I have some awesome videos coming up. They are not just from Rhode Island, they're going to be coming up from Connecticut and Massachusetts. From here, I'd like to take you to Middletown, to this special location, to this jewel of a little church, an ancient church, a very small, tiny church hidden in the residential neighborhood.
So I'm standing in front of a rare fine treasure. I have found this Episcopal chapel found in 1886, St. Columbus in Middletown, Rhode Island. It's just incredible. It's just incredible. The beautiful stained windows, which I will show you in a minute. Just look how beautiful this little chapel is right in the middle of Middletown. It's absolutely gorgeous. Just take a look. It's absolutely beautiful. Just gorgeous little architecture, chapel, this old cemetery, definitely worth visiting.
What is interesting about this church, this chapel, Episcopal chapel, is that the stained glass windows, 10 of them, designed by David Maitland Armstrong, executed by Tiffany Studios. The 11th window is unknown. How beautiful they are. Unfortunately, there is a service going on, so I couldn't get inside. But look how beautiful and detailed those stained glass windows are. And here's the back of the church with the rest of the stained glass windows. I wish I could go inside, but unfortunately there is service going on. They don't want people to enter. Look at this old bell. This is a treasure found here in Middletown, Rhode Island. Definitely worth visiting.
If you enjoyed this program, please subscribe, like it, and share it.